We're doing the book of Yoel. Our learning is dedicated to Sarah Chaya Bat Yosef. We had discussed that Yoel, according to Chazal, lived centuries before the destruction of the temple. Decades before the building of the temple. Yoel was the son of Shmuel Anavi. So even though we were reading it here in line with the other prophets who are during the period of the end of the first temple, the book of Yoel, we have on tradition, was really written long before the other books, centuries before the other books in Treyasar. Chazal tell us the books of Treyasar were put together simply because they were so short. Chazal wanted it to be like one book, a longer book. But technically each prophecy is its own work. So we'll begin, and as usual, we'll read and read with the tune. Devar Adonai Asher Haya El Yoel Ben Petuel. The word of Hashem that was said to Yoel, the son of Petuel. Petuel, so Chazal say that the name Petuel shows up in a few places in Tanakh, really is a nickname. Petu comes from the word lefatot, to seduce, the one who is able to seduce God with his prayer. So, the prophecy of Yoel, one opinion we said was during the time of Shmuel, just after Shmuel. Yoel was the son of Shmuel. Some say this prophecy was said in the 7 years that Elisha said there would be famine in the land of Israel. So that puts the prophecy of Yoel during the kingdom of Yehoram, the son of Ahab, approximately 150 years before the destruction of the temple. And some say that Yoel and Nahum and Habakkuk, all three of them prophesied together with the prophet Yeshaya in the days of Menashe. Menashe was the wicked king who murdered Yeshaya, the prophet. Yeshaya was his second cousin. Some say that Yoel and Nahum and Habakkuk, those three prophets that we'll see here in Treyasar, all three of them prophesied during the kingdom of Menashe. Menashe wasn't the last king of the Judean Empire, but he was the king that really caused the destruction of the temple and the Judean Empire. The book of Melachim attributes the destruction to Menashe and his murderous ways. Pasuk Bet. So the Navi is calling out, he's calling out in the word of Hashem. The following is the word of Hashem. Yoel is going to begin by telling us about a great plague of locusts that will afflict the land of Israel over their sins. And then he's going to have a prophecy over the days of Mashiach. He's going to discuss what's going to happen. So now he's warning about the great plague, and this is very fitting because in the beginning of next week's parasha, Rashi quotes from this. Next week's parasha begins with the plague of locusts, and Moshe says, there's never been and never will be a plague like this. And then Rashi says, wait a second, now we're going to see. The Navi Yoel says that his plague was the worst plague that ever was of locusts. So Rashi says, by Yoel, the plague that afflicted the land of Israel was a multitude of different types of locust. And in Egypt, it was one type of locust. So in Egypt, it was the worst plague of locust that it's only one type of locust. And Yoel is forewarning about a plague that will be all kinds of different types of locusts. So Yoel says, Shimuzot azekinim v'ha'azinu kol yoshevei ha'aretz. Hear this, you elders. I'm about to demand of you, I want you to hear, listen, all inhabitants of the land. Has there ever been something like I'm about to describe in your days, in the days of your forefathers? You, the elders, give testimony. Because I want you to the recount to your children, Umnechem Nivneyem Umnehem Lidor Acher. I want you to recount and tell over the punishment that I'm telling you is about to happen. You'll tell your children, they'll tell their children, and it'll go on for generations to go. Yeter ha-gazam achal ha-arbeh, ve-yeter ha-arbeh achal ha-yalek. Gazam, arbeh, yelek, chasil, those are four different types of locusts that will attack. First, the gazam will come and consume. And whatever is left behind when the gazam doesn't eat, the arbeh will come and eat. And whatever the arbeh doesn't eat, the yelek will come and eat. Ve-yeter ha-yelek. And what remains after the yelek locust has attacked, achal he-chasil, the chasil will consume. Meaning there'll be so many different types of locusts attacking, nothing's going to be left. They eat everything. Hakitzu shikorim uvchu veililu kol shohot yayin. You who ordinarily are drunk, hakitzu, awaken, the Navi says. Shikorim, you drunks, the people who are busy drinking their wine, and weep. Veililu kol shohot yayin. Heililu is like yilala, give a wail, all you who drink wine. Al asis kinichat mipichem, because you're no longer going to have sweet grapes from your mouth. Al asis, over the sweet grapes, kinichat mipichem, that's been cut from your mouth. The Navi is saying you're not going to have any more wine to drink. Ki goy ala al arzi atzum ve'ein mispar. For a nation has ascended on my nation, on my land. Ki goy ala al arzi, a nation has ascended upon my land. He's referring to the locusts as though they're a nation that's attacked. Atzum ve'ein mispar. They're awesome. They have no number. They're multitudes. It's like they're infinite. Shinav shinei aryei umtaleot lavido. He has teeth like a lion. He has teeth like a young lion. Mitaleot are also they're the molars. They're the teeth that grind. So he says umtaleot lavido, and he has the teeth of a lavi, of a young lion. He's referring to the locust, even though they seem small, but they're like lions. They're going to destroy everything. Sam gafni leshama ut einati likzafa, and he will place my teina, he will place my gafni, my grapevines, he will make them desolate. Viteinati, and my figs, he will make cursed, he will destroy them. Chasaf chasafa veishlich hilbinu sarigeha, he peels the tree. The branches will be white because he's going to peel, eat everything. Hilbinu sarigea, its branches are going to turn white. Chasaf chasafa, he peeled off its peel. Vehishlich, and threw it to the wayside. Hilbinu sarigea, so all the branches, all the trees look white because the locusts are going to eat the bark off the tree. Eli kivtulach haguratzak al bal neureha. Eli, give weeping, like a young virgin who wears a sack over her young husband that was murdered. So we assume that when two people are young and they get married, so the bond between them is going to be stronger. So Eli, give weep, kivtula, like a virgin, chagurat sack, who is wrapped with sackcloth, al bal neureh, over the husband she married in her youth. And this, Eli, the weeping over this pasuk, our sages composed the kina, which closes our Tisha B'Av weeping. Eli tzion ne'areha, kemo isha betzireha, v'chiv tula chagur atzak, al bal neureha. That's this pasuk. Eli, give weeping, Zion, V'areh, in her city, k'mo isha v'tzireh, like a woman in her birth pangs, v'chiv tula chagur atzak, that's this pasuk, and like a virgin wrapped in sack, al bal neureh, over the husband of her youth. So give weeping, the Navi warns, like a young woman over the husband of her youth. Hochat mincha vanesech mibeit Adonai avelu hakohanim mesharetei Adonai. There will no longer be flower offering or wine libations in the house of Hashem. Hochrat has been cut off. Mincha v'nesech, the flower offerings, the wine libations, mibet Hashem, from the house of God. Avelu ha-kohanim, and the kohanim, what might be translated as the priests, they will mourn mesharetei Hashem, those servants of God. Shudat sadeh avela adama. You notice the poetic form. Shudat sadeh uses words that are similar to one another. Shudad sadeh, the fields have been plundered. Avela adama, again, similar words. The earth has turned to mourning, has been destroyed. Avla is a term for destruction. Evil. Ki shudad dagan hovishti rosh umlal yitzar. Because the dagan, the grains, have been plundered. Kishudad dagan, hovish tirosh, the grape, the wines have been dried out, have been sapped of their liquid. Umlal yitzar, and the oils have also been cut down. The olive trees, the grapevines, everything's been destroyed by this locust that has attacked. Hovishu ikarim heililu koremim al chita ve'al seora. Hovishu over here is like busha. Be shamed, ikarim, the people who work the ground, the farmers. Hovishu ikarim, you who plow the grounds, be shamed. Heililu koremim, call out, weep, those who deal with the grapevines. Al chita v'al seora, over the wheat and barley, ki avad ketzir sadeh, for the harvest of the land has been lost, the harvest of the field has been lost to the locust, and you, those who dealt with the grapevines, also give weeping. Hagefen hovisha, for the grapevine has dried out. Vateina umlala, and the fig tree has been cut down. Rimon gam tamar vetapuach kol atzei asadeh yaveishu ki yovish sason min bnei adam. Rimon, the pomegranate, gam tamar, and the fig, the date, vetapuach, and the esrog. Tapuach, Tosa says in Tanakh, is an esrog. Tapuach in Tanakh is not what we call an apple, it's an esrog. Kol atzei asadeh yaveishu, all trees in the field have dried. Ki yovish sason mibnei adam, because God came to dry out happiness from mankind. This is a punishment, it's a warning, it's a sign of what's to come. So the Navi says, take note. And so, chigru v'sifdu hakohanim. You, the kohanim, were supposed to teach the people. Wrap yourself in sackcloth. Lament. Give eulogies. Heililu misharetei mizbeach. Give weeping, you servants of the altar. Vohulinu vasakim. Come and sleep in your sackcloth. Don't take a break from your weeping, but rather continue weeping. Misharetei Elohai, you servants of my God. Ki nimna mibeit Eloheichem mincha v'nasech. Because from the house of your God, it's been prevented the bringing of the flowers offerings or the wine libations. Mincha v'nasech. Kadeshu tzom kiru atzara. Sanctify a day of unification. The word tzom comes from the word tzomet. Tzomet is an intersection. Tzom comes from the word tzomet, a place where things meet. Tzom is a day of gathering. Kadeshu tzom. Declare a day of gathering. We call our fast days a tzom, because on a fast day everyone's supposed to gather and do tshuva. But really the word tzom means gathering. Kadeshu tzom. Set up a day of gathering. Gather everyone together in fasting. Kiru atzara. call together, announce it's a day for everyone to gather in the Beit HaMikdash, Yisfu Zikenim, gather the elders. Kol Yoshevei Haaretz Beit Adonai Eloichem, all the inhabitants of the land should come to the house of Hashem your God, V'zaaku El Adonai, and call out to Hashem. That's the purpose of all of this. We said, even when it comes to the 10 makos, the Sephorno explains the 9 makos were as otot and moftim to teach Am Yisrael how much Hashem wants tshuva. The point was not as a punishment, but rather as an indication. I run the world. Come back to me. If the Egyptians would have done tshuva, they didn't have to suffer, just like we find. When it came to Barad, the plague of hail, any Egyptian that kept his staff, his slaves, his animals, he kept them at home, they didn't get hurt. You have hailstones coming down the size of rocks, they destroy homes. No, they didn't touch the homes. Hashem didn't, the point wasn't to destroy. The point was to give a message. So if they took the message, they didn't have to get hurt. Over here too, Hashem saying, I'm sending you this locust, there's a message here. Get the message, go and daven. Go talk to Hashem. Aha layom. The Navi weeps over the day, he sighs over the day. Ki karov yom Adonai uchishod mishadai yavo. Woe to the day, for it's close to come, and it's as though God sent his bandits to plunder. Uchishod mishadai yavo. And it is like plundering from God himself. It's like God's pirates came. You can't stop them. Notice again the play on words, the poetic form. And we'll have to pick up here, Bezachem, next week.